is like a circulatory system disease. The blood pressure should be balanced and stable. If not, there would be no balance. Our economy is like a patient in an emergency room. We should check its vital signs first. The most important vital sign of an economy is its inflation rate. We have controlled the inflation rate, but it is not satisfactory. Both the administration and the parliament agree that at the moment the economy needs to recover from recession. Consequently, the cabinet has passed a bill to fight the recession.
Observers believe that to curb stagflation, economic reforms that boost productivity and increase demand in the market are necessary.
We should adopt policies which help increase demands. Productivity should be improved. This way, the increase of inflation rate, which is due to the expansionary policies, will be stopped. We can use expansionary policies to move the country out of the recession without increasing the inflation rate.
Privatization is one of the best ways to increase productivity in the economy. In 2006, leader of the Islamic Revolution Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei called for a joint effort to privatize the economy. According to Article 44 of the Iranian Constitution, the Iranian economy has three main sectors, namely state, cooperative and private.
The main solution to fix our economy is privatization. The government should be a strong policymaker. It should observe the economic sectors and also support the private sector. But it is a business executive in reality because of the middle managers. Middle managers interfere in the economy. It seems that it is their responsibility to interfere.
Some experts believe that cash scarcity in the country's production sector is one of the reasons why productivity is down. Cash scarcity can lead to price hikes and a shortage of raw materials for manufacturers. The liquidity required in the country's private sector is very high. Some believe that the government should dedicate a percentage of the revenues generated by subsidy reform to the production sector.
A maximum of 30 million people, which comprise 40% of the population, do not need to receive compensation for removing the subsidies. The revenue generated by removing these cash handout recipients can be a great financial resource to support the production sector and help the country fight this stagflation. Unfortunately, the administration is yet to omit these people from the list of cash handout recipients. However, it promised to reduce the number of cash handout recipients.
In today's world, many countries are becoming knowledge-based economies in order to operate and compete effectively in global markets. Iran too feels the need to move in that direction, and to do so is encouraging investors to create startups that apply science and technology in the process of manufacturing.
A few days ago, I read that a technology park in California produces a special kind of microbe and sells each microbe for $500. This is a good example of value-added exports. Compare this to exporting iron ore. It is good that we have iron ore resources, and it is not bad that we export it. But we should ponder on some issues, including how much iron ore should be exported, why we should export iron ore, and how to expand revenues generated by exporting iron ore. These are among the significant issues which we should have plans for.
Iran exported 3.8 million tons of petrochemicals worth $3 billion in the first 3 months of the current Iranian year. Statistics show that petrochemical exports increased 15.9% compared to the same time last year. Iran plans to increase its petrochemical exports to 12 billion tons this year. The petrochemical industry is one of the sectors experts believe can boost the value of the country's exports.
We expect the petrochemical sector to complete the value-added chain in the country's oil and gas industry. This sector can create a huge resource of foreign currency for the country. It also can help other sectors improve their research and development departments.
Increasing competition and attracting investment can propel a country's economy forward. Iranian companies need to become real competitors in the global market if things are going to improve. Currently, Iran has an unimpressive 0.5% share of the $36 trillion circulating via the global market every year. The country plans to increase its share to 1%.
We should export a product only after its domestic need is met. This will make companies increase their production, so they have to attract more investment. They will receive orders from foreign traders. Exporting more means having more foreign currency resources to import necessary goods and services. We can reduce our dependency on oil revenues by increasing the volume of non-oil exports.
If we want more non-oil exports, we should improve the competitiveness of companies. Iranian producers should look at foreign markets. Currently, most of our producers look only at the domestic markets. Our products cannot compete with foreign products. Firstly, we should enhance productivity by fighting the recession. Second, we should attract foreign investment because we could not produce competitive products by our domestic investments.
On July 22nd, custom offices throughout the country were informed of the government's proposed plan to enhance the country's export sector. The most significant measures listed in the plan include an electronic declaration system, presenting non-stop services, assigning a special gate for exports, non-stop valuation, transportation of export goods via non-transit trucks, and speeding up the process of handling the requests of drawback.
The package to support exports was developed by Iran Customs Administration. Then it was also notified to all customs offices. The package is in line with the general policies of the resistance economy, which was outlined by the leader. The package intends to facilitate exporting procedures for traders.
The government intends to remove many bureaucratic obstacles which slow down the process of exporting goods. Iranian exporters have always complained about red tape in customs offices.
For example, when an Iranian investor wants to invest in a project with a foreign partner, they should obtain license from several organizations. This makes the procedures lengthy. One reason for the unnecessary bureaucracy is that office staff is not skillful and efficient.
The government's new plan cuts through a lot of that red tape. An electronic declaration system for export procedures has been launched in some customs offices. Those clients who have access to the system via internet declare the goods they are exporting.
Iran Customs Administration uses new technologies, especially information technology, in order to facilitate the procedures. For instance, after the electronic declaration system was launched, clients do not have to go to customs offices. All customs offices in the country will be connected to the system by the end of the year.
The non-stop transportation of goods and raw materials is also being done in some customs offices. Consequently, some goods and raw materials are released from the customs office in less than 5 minutes. This not only saves time, but also reduces the risk of the goods getting damaged.
We think that customs warehousing procedures will cost 1% of the product's prices. Therefore, we are determined to remove these procedures so that products are transferred very quickly. Accordingly, costs of exporting and importing do not increase. Moreover, exporters can compete better with their foreign rivals, and importers make more profits.
Customs Countries like Iran, which have not joined the World Trade Organization yet, use protectionism in their economic relations with other countries. Protectionism regulates the volume of trade through methods such as tariffs or imported or exported goods. This helps the government control supply and demand in the domestic market.
Many traders support imposing tariffs on imports. Our producers still complain that tariffs on imports are low. They must know that tariffs will not help them. They made our industries lethargic. Actually, tariffs reduce competitiveness in industries.
We do not have any problem with the tariffs on exports. In fact, they have not imposed tariff on our products. But there is a problem. The prices of our products exported to other countries are much lower than their prices in domestic markets. We export our products with a lower price because of the government's rewards. However, in recent years, we have not received any rewards from the government.
Western leaders have imposed several rounds of tough sanctions on Iran in order to paralyze its economy. While these sanctions did harm Iran's economy, they also impacted the US and EU economies in a negative way. A new report published by the National Iranian American Council reveals that between 1995 and 2012, the US sacrificed at least $135 billion and as much as $175 billion in potential export revenue to Iran. On average, the lost export revenues translate into between 50 and 66,000 lost job opportunities each year. It also reports that between 2010 and 2012, sanctions cost EU states more than twice as much as the United States in terms of lost trade revenue.
They strengthened their sanctions against us while there was a deep recession in the EU and the US. Countries in the Western Europe, like Portugal, Spain and Italy, suffered big losses from the sanctions against Iran. After the Geneva Agreement, European countries signaled their readiness to resume their economic relations with us.
Despite US-led sanctions against Iran, Tehran has pressed ahead and increased its non-oil exports. Iran is looking forward to a time when the volume of its imports and non-oil exports are relatively similar.